Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Yeshua is sponsoring the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daflam at Gimel in the Oiz V'Hadar edition. Starting the fifth parak of Maseches Eruvin, Zok the Mishnah. Kitzad me'abrim esahorim. How do we do Ibur to the city? This parak is going to refer to regarding the tchum that we have to a city. So we know, we already learned earlier, that when a person has a place, either is his own Mokom Shviso or it's a city, you measure 2,000 Amo from the city. But where do you measure it from? So we have a concept that the Mishnah is introducing right now, which is called an Ibur. We'll see in the Gemara, one way to understand the Ibur is like a pregnancy. Meaning as if you're adding a little bit to the city in order to measure from that extra space that you're giving to the city. How does that work? So the rule of thumb is that the border of the city needs to be a straight line. The place where you measure the tchum is a straight line. But what happens if the city is not a straight line? You have some houses that are sticking out, and some houses that are sticking, they're a little bit more inside. We make a straight line from the external place of the city. The most external structure of the city becomes the point that we measure from, and then we make a straight line as if the entire city reaches that external point. So that's what the Mishnah is going to teach us. Bais nichnas ubais yoitzei. I have houses. Let's say there's no wall around the city. The city ends with houses. You have some houses that are sticking out a little bit more, and some houses that are a little more inside. Pogum nichnas, pogum yoitzei. Pogum refers to towers around in the walls. If the city does have a wall, and in the wall there's different towers that are sticking out of the wall. So they're a little more external to where the wall is. Or they're a little more internal. Pogum yoitze goes a little sticking out, it's a little sticking in. Hayushom gedudu yois gavoyim asara tfachim. You have runes outside the city which have a height of 10 tfachim. So it's a little mokum chashuv. V'chein ksharim, you have bridges. Nefashos is like a tombstone. Sheyesh b'em beis dira, the people who are living there, meaning either the bridges have a place where you have a guard that's sitting on the bridge, or the tombstones have a place that people are there, the watcher is there. So you have the condition of Beis Dira, and it's a tent for him. So then Mutzim es amido kenegdom. So then we measure, we make a straight line from the most external structure in that city. So if there's one house sticking out, that will make the entire area of that side of the city go out more to where that house is, and you make a straight line from that house, and that side of the city, then the entire city goes out to there. Adds the Mishnah one more thing that we mentioned before. Once you have that straight line, you make a 2,000 amo, you make 2,000 amo to each direction, and you create a square of 2,000 amo around the city. You do not measure 2,000 amo from every point and say, let's just have 2,000 amo. And when you get to the corner of the city, you have 2,000 amo to the corner, to the northeast corner. North goes 2,000 amo, east goes 2,000 amo, and then in the northeast, you'll have a square that will go into the edges. It will be a square. It will not be, will not go in an angle. So there will be more space for Tchum Shabbos. Because not only you go 2,000 Amo from the corner of the city, you'll go a little bit more, another 2/5, because you get able to have that angle of a square that adds to the distance from the corner of the city. Says the Gemara, Ketzav Ma'am Yisarim. So first of all, the Gemara just explains the Mishnah. Bais Nichnas, if you have a house which is a little more inside to the city, you imagine as if the house is moving out. Because you make a straight line, you don't make the line go in. The Gersa of Reb Chaim is, you have a house sticking out, the entire city goes out to where that house is. Now the Gemara just focuses on the word that says me'abrin. How do you spell that word? So the Gemara, Rav Omar me'abrin with an aleph. V'Shmuel Omar me'abrin with an ayin. What's the explanation in the Machlokes? Explains the Gemara. Mando me'abrin with aleph. Why is me'abrin? Me'abrin is loshon aver. Moisifim lo aver. You're adding a limb to the city. Mando me'abrin, the one who used the me'abrin with the letter ayin, ki isha ubar, like a pregnant woman. And both explanations are going an idea that the city is extending a little bit. Because even though maybe the house is a little behind, but if there's one house sticking out, the entire city extends. So does it mean it's adding a limb? Or the entire city is extending like a pregnant woman. The Gemara brings other examples that we debate how you spell something. Tamon Taninon, we learned over there, one cannot do a bracha on the candle of Dala until he enjoys the light. So Rava ma yoisu with Aleph, Shmuel ma yoisu with Ayin. What's the difference between these two words? Mando ma yoisu with Aleph, he's using the pasuk ach bezois neois lachem. We'll accept you, we'll agree with you. So the same thing here means you will agree and enjoy the light. Mando ma yoisu with Ayin, ladas leus es yoef dover. The explanation of the pasuk is Yishayahu Novi says that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him the power to speak to people and to be kriveh them itim to learn Torah. That's how Rashi explains, and the Radak says to know when to speak. Loimai dover beitoy. But in any case, the word leus is lashon ace, the right time. So here he means that you don't do a bracha on the ner avdala until the time that you can actually enjoy the light. Another example the Gemara brings, Tama Tanino lifnei ideim shegoyim, before the chag of the goyim, what happens over there? So why do you call the chag of the goyim? Rav Tano, according to Gisa Rav Chaim, is Rav Tani ideim with an ayin. Veshmol Tani ideim with aleph. Mandoma ideim with aleph, kikor of yom edom. Soon comes the day of the destruction of the Avodah Zarah. So the aid refers to the fact that there will be a day that Avodah Zarah will be over. A derogatory way to speak about Avodah Zarah. Mandoma ideim, the one who says ideim with ayin, because the pasuk says, veideim heimo. The full pasuk is Yoitzre Pesach Kulam Toyu V'Chamudem Bal Yilu V'Edeim Ema Bal Yiru Bal Yidu L'Man Yevoishu. So the pasuk is referring to Avodah Zarah, saying how the Avodah Zarah has no usage, and it calls it Edeim. So Edeim is a lashon of Avodah Zarah. So well, I'm Mikayim Shmuel time in the Rav. What does Shmuel do? The pasuk that calls the Avodah Zarah Edeim with Ayin V'Edeim Emo Shebasidim Levayish of Edeim Leyamadin. Says they dare not because that's the losha of the Zohar, but Edem is losha of a witness. They will be the witnesses to embarrass the people that worship them in Yom HaDin, to say you worship the Zohar that has no usage. Rabbi Yochanan Shor Rishayim Moisifim Lo Eiver. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rishayim, his Rebbe, that Moisifim Lo Eiver, that's Me'abim with the Aleph. Loshan Eiver, you add a limb. Tala Inu Vistakel Beis. Rabbi Yochanan was looking, staring at Rabbi Yochanan when he taught him this idea. Why are you looking at me? If you need me as a Rebbe, you should be happy. The Gemara continues that I'm giving on the base. If you don't need me, just look at me like as if I don't have what to give you. So go get a different Rebbe. So says the Gemara, truth is, for 13 years, Rabbi Yochanan came in front of Rabbi Shaya's Rebbe, even though he did not need to learn from anything. Everything Rabbi Shaya taught, Rabbi Yochanan already knew. Says the Gemara, Shmuel b'Shav Zeira ilulei dayov. Meaning, even though he didn't need to learn anything, it's still good that he came in front of his Rebbe. Why? El Shaya mekabel p'ni raboi, shekola magbel p'ni raboi keilu mekabel p'ni shchino. Yes, he went in front of his Rebbe, did not learn anything. But he just saw the face of his Rebbe. Going and being makbil the face of the Rebbe is like being makbil the face of the Shechina. And the more brings even drushes about that. It says that Moshe took the tent, went out of the Machne. So first of all, the more explains what he mean, went out of the Machne. How far was that? It's like Omar meal. It was one meal. But the Gemara is focused on the second part of the pasuk. It says the Gemara, it doesn't say anybody who was looking for Moshe went out to the oil. What did it say in the pasuk? Ela v'yakol mevakesh Hashem will go out to the oil. What do you mean Moshe Rabbeinu was out there? Right? It says Hashem. Someone who goes to see the face of his Rebbe is like saying, seeing the face of the Shechina. Rav Chalbu, Rav Chunim, Hashem Rav, Ksiva, Yoyim, Elio, Atishbi. It says in the pasuk that Elio was introducing himself. It was the first Nivu of Elio. And it says in the pasuk that he tells Achav the king, Chai Hashem, okay, so Hashem, Mada Telefon, I was already in front of Hashem for a while. So the Gemara, what do you mean? Va'alo Elio, Tiroinim le'Nevi'im Oyo. He was his first Nivu. What does it mean? I was in front of Hashem for a while. He just became a Novi. So the Gemara, the Menachem Shkola, Midu Yishom, Levnei Achio, Shiloini, Raboi, Kilo, Amad, Levnei Ashchino. He didn't stand in front of the Shechino, but he stood in front of his Rebbe. And standing in front of the Rebbe is like standing in front of the Shechino. So Yoh Novi says, I stood in front of a Shechino. He meant to say in front of his Rebbe. Continues the Gemara and speaks about the Talmid of Elio. Rav Chalbu Shemi Linde Veishilo. He said the name of the people of Veishilo. Afilu Elio Mevakeshmaim Lefonov. Even when Yoh Novi just needed water, Haya Elisha Noisal Yodov. Elisha poured the water on his hand. My time out. What's the reason? I mean, how do we know it? What's the source in the pasuk? Poor Elisha ben Shaphat. It says in the pasuk, here is Elisha Shaphat. And the Hemshech pasuk says, does not say, Asher lo matoyro en ksivkan. Doesn't say long term from Elio. Hela sheyo tzakumayim leid Elio. He serviced Elio. And here the Gemara is referring to what it says in the Bavli, G'dorlu shimushu yusei milimudo. Servicing the Rebbe is like similar, equivalent to Magu Pnei Rabboi. It's like servicing the Shechino. It's even greater than learning Torah from the Rebbe. So the Gemara Ksiva, Anar Shmuel Mishai says Hashem lifnei Eli. Shmuel, it says in the Pasuk, because Mishai says Hashem in front of Eli. V'alei Mishai says lifnei Eli. It wasn't Mishai says Hashem. It was Mishai says Eli HaKoyen. And when Amish goes Shiru Yishir lifnei Eli Rabboi, when he was servicing his Rebbe, Kehilu Shiru Zivnei Hashechino. As if he's doing it in front of the Shechina. Says the Gemara now, a similar drasha. Tanya b'shmol v'yavor liyo v'chol zikni yisrael l'chol lechem m'choysen moishe l'fnei ha'elokim. It says that Aaron, chol zikni yisrael, came to eat with Yisroi in front of the Elokim. Chil l'fnei ha'elokim achlu, they didn't eat in front of the Elokim, they ate together. And l'mikan shem mikal p'nei chaveiroi k'l mikal p'nei Shechina. Someone who's coming and bringing his friend in, and he's m'machis orchim to his friend, is as if he's mikal p'nei Shechina. So the Gemara brought here a few drushes that someone is either in front of his Rebbe, or is Misharis his Rebbe, or is even servicing his friend, is as if it's Mikabel Pnei Shechino. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Eruvin Daf Lamed Gimel.